Bill Riley Show continues here on a Friday, a Red Friday edition. Boy, it's a big Friday for Utah athletics. Utah women's softball team in the Super Regionals down in Tallahassee, and the Utah baseball team in just a few minutes opening up a three-game weekend series with the Washington Huskies. The Utes sit in first place right now, and if they can get two of three this weekend, they will be Pac-12 champions. Skipper Bill Kenneberg joining us for just a couple of minutes before things get underway today. Pretty fair to say this is the biggest weekend series you've had since being at the University of Utah. Is that fair?
Yeah, it might be the biggest series I've had in my coaching career. So, yeah, this is huge. It's a great, awesome time that we got here, and so we're just really happy that we're in this situation, and let's hope we make the most of it.
I know you've been asked this question before, but how do you go 6-16 in a non-conference, Bill, and then you sit atop one of the best conferences in college baseball? After what changed? What switched? Or was it just a matter of getting time together for the guys?
Well, I think there was a whole lot of things that went into it. But number one, we did have expectations that we were going to be better this year than we were last year, the last 2 years. So, we had a veteran group that we felt like played really well last year, came up short on a lot of ball games, late in games. We needed a couple more pieces. I think we got those with our recruiting class. And then after the first month of the season, I think we had, as a staff, as a players, we had put so much pressure on ourselves to live up to those expectations, and we realized that we weren't having much fun, we weren't enjoying the process, and those things kind of changed, and our attitudes as coaching staff changed, and I think that went down to the players' level, and they started really enjoying the games and the process, and we won a couple close games up at Oregon, and then we went down to Tempe and won a couple close games there, and that kind of gave us the confidence, I think, and from that point on, we played really good baseball.
Well, I always say you've got to have talent in any sport. You certainly have more talent now than you've had in the last few years, but I say two things can never be underestimated in sports and team sports: confidence and chemistry, and I think you've got that, a lot of that right now.
No doubt. We've had a lot of confidence. Watching us play, it's kind of fun to, particularly that last game at Cal where we're down in the ninth inning, we got two outs, and Cody Davis comes up with a big hit, and we kind of assumed that it was going to happen. And, as coaches, we're just kind of letting them play and hope that we don't screw them up, because they do have that, and they've got the confidence and the will to do this thing.
So what lies in front of you, Bill Kenneberg, this weekend? How difficult are the Huskies going to be at home for these next three games starting this afternoon?
Well, they're a really good ball club as well. They're one game behind us. If we win one game, we're co-champs, with whomever. And if we win two games, we're the outright champs and get a chance to go to a regional. So our focus is to get two. So, our guys can play another weekend, and that's our, we're going to take it one game at a time, all those cliches and all that stuff, but, bottom line is we'd really like to get two games here this weekend, but it's going to be a tough road to go. Washington's a good, really well-coached team. They're in the same position we are, and they're going to be out for blood as well.
Got your ace going to lead things off this afternoon. Mr. Rose is going to be on the hill for you.
Yeah, he's done it all year long. He's been our Friday night guy, and we look for big things from him. He's done it all year, so I don't expect anything less from him. I think he's the best starter in the league, so we feel pretty good about that.
You got three noontime games. You're getting ready to first pitch here in just a few minutes, and then Saturday and Sunday are both noon games too, so the forecast is supposed to be good this weekend, and I know you'd love to have some good crowds down there at Smith's Ballpark.
That'd be great. It'd be great to have good crowds and make sure that we're well represented here at the ballpark.
Well, hey, good luck today. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Billy.